Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Samach Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel on Bedeis, at the beginning of a new parak, Kem Shecharav, the Mishnah. Kem Shecharav, im yesh boi lalakeit eser gefonim lebeisar, and naturois kelchosom hareze nikra kerem dalin, I should say. Kerem shu natura avuvia, im yesh boi lechavin shtayim keneged shtayim, keneged shalosh, hareze kerem veim lav, einoi kerem. Mishnah says a vineyard that was partially cleared, if there are still 10 vines spread out within a beisar and they are planted legally, meaning in the correct arrangement for a vineyard, it's called a poor vineyard. If a vineyard is planted in an irregular way, if it has an arrangement of two opposite three vines, it's a vineyard. Rav Meir says, since it appears like a vineyard, it is a vineyard. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan, hi karachas hakerem, hi kerem shechorav. Karachas hakerem, makrichim oisai mehem soy. Kerem shecharav makrichin oisai mekol tzadadov. Rabbi Yochanan said that a karachas hakerem and a kerem shecharav, which is a vineyard that was partially removed, are really the same thing, but a karachas has vines removed from its middle, and in a kerem shecharav, they are removed from all sides. Rabbi Zeira moche lechavai tisha shurin min shoiv ashava nasav shura para shura leshasi nasav shura para shura leev, should say. Rav Zeira showed the Chevaya 9 rows of 7 vines. Of the 9 rows, he removed 1 row and left the next row until 5 rows remained. He then did the same in the other perpendicular direction until 4 rows remained. Nishtayru sham esim gefonim, nasav taltein, mikan v'taltein mikan, chada mika v'chada mika. 20 vines therefore remained. He then removed 2 vines from each corner and then 1 from each side of one of the remaining rows, resulting in an arrangement of 1 single tail vine in the middle, then a row of 3, a row of 5, and then another single tail vine in the middle, so it was arranged as a 1-3-5-1. Nishtayru sham asora gefonim, I should say, hada de taninan eser gefonim lebeisar. 10 vines therefore remained, which is the meaning of the Mishnah's teaching, 10 vines within a beisar. Nimsu shtayim keneged shtayim achas yotze zanav, shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yotze zanav, shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yotze zanav, shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yotze zanav, and therefore in every direction the outermost vine serves a tail to a group of four vines. Adroa ki'ilu acheres natura kan, ki'ilu acheres natura kan, ki'ilu acheres natura kan. Then next to each of the four tail vines, we view it as if there's another vine planted there, as we did earlier in the fourth perek as well. Litakan ein atayachol shu zanav vein zanav lezanav. Litakan ein atayachol shu zanav vein zanav lezanav. You cannot plant an imaginary vine in the four corners of the 4x5 square, as the outermost vine is a tail for the opposite direction in all four directions, and there's no tail for a tail. Hadaramah she'ein zanav lekem gadol. This shows that there's no tail for a large vineyard, meaning there's no additional extension for a large vineyard once it's extended by its four tails and their imaginary pairs. Hada pshita shilte drabyosi barzamina b'shem rabyochanon adroi keilu acheres natura kan. This answers the question asked by Rabyona on the teaching of rabyosi barzamina in the name of rabyochanon that we saw earlier, who said that one views it as there's a third vine planted in the row next to the tail, and one then measures 4 amas from there. Rabyona asked if there are 2 vineyards back to back in an arrangement of 4 and 2. Do we view it as 2 rows of 4, as if an additional vine was planted on each side of the 2 vine row, since we don't know which side is the tail? From here we say that the answer is yes. Nimsu shishim ba'abar al-boim u'shmayne. The Mishnah taught that 10 vines spread out within an area of a beisar are called a poor vineyard. It indicated that they prohibit other species to be planted within the beisar. According to Zera, the 9 rows of 7 vines are spread over an area of 64 by 48 amos, as the space between one vine and the next is 4 amos. A beisar is 50 by 50 amos, which is 2,500 square amos. The Gemara now attempts to establish whether an area of 64 by 48 amos is in fact the same as 50 by 50 amos, which is a beisar. Nasav talti mikava yav lahoin hocha nimsu aboim. Remove 2 amos of the extra 14 amos of the 64 amos length, and put them here in a perpendicular direction to broaden the width of 48 amos to 50 amos for 48 amos of the 64 length. There's now a section which is 50 by 50 amos minus an area of 2 by 2 amos, as well as a section of 12 amos by 48 amos. Chad beinaya, oka, chad beinaya, yayev chad, I should say. Take a corner of 2 by 2 amos of the 12 by 48 amos section and use it to complete the 50 by 50 amos area. The extra area of 12 by 48 amos is 576 amos. Subtracting 2 by 2 from that is 572 amos, which is in an excess of the 50 by 50, which is 2,500 square amos, that is the size of the beisar, meaning that the total should be 2,500, and according to Zera, it will come out as 2,500 plus 572, which is 3,072 square amos. Kach 16 al 16, however, since there are no vines planted in the corners, one may subtract an area of 16 by 16 amos from each corner, which is 276 square amos, times 4 corners is 1,024 square amos. Therefore, 3,072 minus 1,024 is 2,048 square amos, which is 452 amos less than the correct amount. Avodos v'shmoyne amos. Rather, around the edge of the vineyard, one should add 4 amos on each side, meaning 8 amos to its length and 8 amos to its width, for work access, meaning that Rabbi Zeira's total should be 72 by 56 amos, which is 4,032 square amos, rather than 64 by 48 amos. At this point, even to remove the area of the four corners will be 4,032 minus 1,024, which is 3,008 square amos, which is significantly more, meaning 508 more than the 2,500 amos of a Beisar. And then the Gemara continues.